Compromise is a big word in Washington that may mean a lot across the country for cities like San Antonio. Tom Downs is the city's federal consultant in D.C., who is watching how the shutdown is affecting, well, us. But by actions in the House right now, he says Republicans may be getting closer to compromising.
House Republicans are passing targeted or mini CRs that would fund certain programs. One bill passed that would fund just Head Start alone. Today they're passing a bill to continue funding for the FAA and another bill to continue funding for families of fallen soldiers. So that's the approach they've been taking.
It's uncertain how programs like Head Start and WIC, the nutrition program for women, infants, and children, will be affected the longer a shutdown lasts. The city's Intergovernmental Relations Director Jeff Coyle says there could be a delay in federal reimbursements to cities because federal employees aren't at their desks writing the checks.
It's just a matter of the city footing the bill in the short term and being reimbursed later from the federal government.
Of course, essential services still have to carry on.
There's not going to be a stop in TSA screening at the airport.
He says if the shutdown lasts beyond October, programs may not be getting the funding they need to continue operating. He says only time will tell what the more lasting impacts will be. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.